Hello, friends, and welcome to the Manifest International course called The Obedience of Faith. This course is going to give you insight into how the heroes of the faith received their commendation from God, and you will also learn how the obedience of faith impacts your life and the role of suffering and trials that we go through, and how you can prove to be a genuine disciple of Jesus so that you also receive your eternal rewards from the Lord. It's going to be a great course. This course is so exciting and significant to me personally because, as many of you know, the Lord asked me to jump into a life of faith, not knowing how He was going to provide. He asked me to give away everything I own and just live entirely by faith. And so I learned to live in obedience to Him, not legalism, not man-made religion, but obedience, the obedience that comes from faith, faith that God is God and therefore He's worthy to be obeyed, faith that God is good and is going to lead us in good and righteous ways, and also faith that God rewards those who listen to Him and seek Him and obey Him. So there is a benefit and there is a reward to the obedience of faith. It's not just about God is this big, bad meanie and we need to obey Him or He's going to judge us and punish us. That's actually the opposite of what the reality is in what the obedience of faith is all about. Well, we're going to look at 8 different units about the obedience of faith. First, we have to understand what it is. So unit 1 is bringing about the obedience of faith. This is what the Apostle Paul said was his mission, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the nations. So we'll take a look at what that means and why it's so important and why the gospel is something to be obeyed. You know, so often today the gospel is proclaimed and people just raise a hand or check a box that they've accepted Jesus into their heart and they receive salvation. However, the gospel is not something to check a box about. The gospel is something to be obeyed. And we're also going to look at who will and will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's going to be based, friends, on the obedience of faith. Because what Jesus wants in the end, what God wants to give to Jesus in the end, is a pure and spotless bride. Well, that will lead us into Unit 2, which is willing obedience, God's intent for mankind. God's original design and desire for people and mankind has always been to be a people who willingly obey Him from the heart. And failure to obey God is biblically called whoredom. To be a whore, like a prostitute. A whore is the opposite of a bride. So when we do not obey God, when we do not function in the obedience of faith, we prove ourselves to be a whore and not a bride. So we're going to look at that as well. Unit 3 is commendation from God, part 1, and we'll look at the kings of Israel. We'll go through king by king and look at their behaviors and how they either exhibited faith and obedience to God or unbelief and rebellion against Him. And because it's a historical account, we can also look at the results of their obedience or their unbelief and rebellion so that we can learn from their mistakes and learn from the things that they did well and follow the things that they did well and not follow the things that they did not do well. Well, Unit 4 is a similar thing, Commendation from God, Part 2. We'll look at the Hebrews Hall of Faith. That's from Hebrews 11. We'll look at the actions that people of great faith took out of faithful obedience in hope of eternal life with God and dwelling in His kingdom. We'll look at the people that the Hebrews Hall of Faith articulates as the faithful ones who received their commendation from God because of their faith. Well, then we're going to shift our attention to us. Unit 5, faith that the gospel is the power of God. We are now New Testament believers. So if you really believe the gospel, if you really believe that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead, then there are certain behaviors that you will have in your life to demonstrate it. Not that you will try to do it in a legalistic way or trying to measure up to earn God's righteousness or favor, but if you really believe from the heart, then what you do demonstrates what you believe. So we'll dig into some of those things. Unit 6 is the fight of faith, presenting yourself for obedience. So yes, faith that the gospel is the power of God. It's easy to say, yes, I believe, and it's easy to understand what the behaviors are that will demonstrate that. That's what we said Unit 5 is about. But obedience of faith, it's a fight. The Apostle Paul called it the fight of faith. And the fight of faith is to live as if the gospel is really true. And we'll take a look at what it looks like to truly follow Jesus and live a lifestyle of the obedience of faith. Not just a lifestyle of, I prayed a prayer in 1975 and I'm saved, but a lifestyle of obedience to God, the obedience of faith in Jesus. Unit 7 is learning obedience through suffering. Even Jesus was made perfect through trials and suffering. And when we follow Jesus, it does not mean that we will not have trials or that we will not go through sufferings. When we share in the sufferings of Christ, our trials challenge us as to whether we're going to fight the fight of faith and stand in the truth of the gospel or be rebellious and demonstrate unbelief like the bad kings of Israel. So you'll start to see how all of these things fit together. But our suffering and our trials, it shows us where we're really at in our faith. But if we lean in to the obedience of faith in our trials and in our sufferings for Jesus, God will use them to draw us to maturity, spiritual maturity in the obedience of faith. And lastly, Unit 8 is faith that God is judge. Yes, God is the one who will ultimately judge all people, and he will ultimately give rewards based on who has obeyed him and who has not. This is a true thing. You are either a sheep or you are a goat. That's it. And God is the one who's going to judge. I know that people don't like to talk about God's judgment anymore, but let me tell you, if you really understand that God is judge and that he's going to judge your obedience or disobedience and give rewards based on your obedience and disobedience, you're going to have a little bit more fear of the Lord in a healthy way, that you're going to do more in your life to make sure that you are a sheep and not a goat. So we'll end with that. We trust that God is the judge, and therefore we live for him, not out of dread and terror, but out of righteous and holy fear, knowing that he is God and he is the creator of all and worthy of our obedience. Now, this course also has a study guide that goes with it, and you can find that study guide following this link, manifestinternational.com/obedience of faith. That's manifestinternational.com/obedience of faith. That will take you right through to a form. You fill that out, and you will get a study guide free of charge. It's very important to us that you're able, no matter where in the world you're listening to us, that you're able to get your hands on a study guide free of charge. If you want a paperback version, those are also available at the manifestinternational.com bookstore. You can purchase those if you want a hard copy in your hands. But you can also print out the free study guide. It's a PDF. You can print it out as many times as you need. I know some of you are listening to these podcast courses and going through with your multicolored pens and your highlighters and all of that stuff, and that is wonderful. We think it's wonderful. The study guides were designed to help you and make it easy for you to follow along in the course. The study guide provides all the scriptures that you can look it up on your own time after you've listened to the audio portion or while you're listening to the audio portion. And you can also do follow up at your own pace, and you can see all of the scriptures that are there. Read them for yourself, look them up in your Bible, and meditate on them until it sinks deep, deep down into your heart and into your spirit so that it will permeate every aspect of your life. Now, that link is also found on your podcast provider. You pull up the episode, you will find a link for the study guides with each episode. And also for those of you who are listening on YouTube, it's also in the YouTube description. And just a quick note, for those of you who are, some podcast providers, they have it listed by season. So this is season 6. If you want to pull up by season, the Obedience of Faith course is season 6. They can organize it for you that way. But for everyone everyone else. You just pull it up by its name, The Obedience of Faith, and we've structured the classes to make it pretty obvious, 1A, 1B, 1C. You can follow along in order. The classes are labeled in sequence. Okay, so if you are affiliated with Manifest International, this course is one of our approach courses. That's why it's in the gold color. So the gold color represents our approach. This is the approach that God has given us. It expresses our beliefs and our way of life that God has given to us at Manifest International. This is how we obey God, submit ourselves to Him, and live our lives. And the obedience of faith is our explanation for what we call our form of worship. Our form of worship is offering our lives to God in sacrificial service to Him because He is worthy, right, friends? So our form of worship is summed up in three scriptures, Romans 12:1, John 14:15, and Luke 9:23. Those scriptures say, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." That's Romans 12:1. John 14:15 says, "And if you love me, you will keep my commandments." That was Jesus speaking. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will obey me. And then lastly, Luke 9:23, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So those are the scriptures that sum up our explanation of our form of worship. And then we add this explanation that we believe that worship is a way of life. We take Jesus at His word and devote ourselves to living out His commands every day. We are willing to embrace sacrifice for His glory. And we're going to talk about that in this course too. We're not looking for opportunities to suffer, but if you follow Jesus, suffering will come. And we are willing to embrace that as long as it brings Him glory and conforms us to the image of God's Son. So if you want to learn more about our approach at Manifest International, you can find that at manifestinternational.com/approach. Some of the courses on the podcast so far have been approach courses explaining the biblical reasoning behind why we do what we do. This is the approach that God has given us. So I think that's all of the announcements, the information that you need before we get started. But let's just quickly bow our heads and lift our hearts up to God as we submit ourselves, each one of us, deeper in the obedience of faith as we begin this course together. So Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that through this course, you would circumcise hearts for your glory, that you would draw each one of us deeper, deeper, deeper into the obedience of faith. Father, grant fresh revelation and understanding of the finished work of Jesus, of the gospel, of the good news, and of your eternal purpose for mankind. Lord, draw us as your sons and daughters into your heart and into a reverent and holy fear of the Lord, that we would submit ourselves deeper in the obedience of faith each and every day. Lord, bring through that revelation in this course. Draw your people into a deep understanding of your word and your will and your ways. And Father, put your blessing upon their lives, even as they partake of this course. Lord, bless their families, bless their homes, bless their finances, bless them in their minds and in their bodies. Lord, bring clarity and bring faith and bring hope as you bring us deeper into understanding of your love and your worthiness to be obeyed. For we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.